Live.com. Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can literally call in at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, some sort of rant, an agenda, whatever you want to talk about. 1-800-259-9231. Also, join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting there. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So we got to talking towards the end of the last hour about this kid who set off some smoke bombs in his school bathroom is now possibly being charged under the Patriot Act. They're investigating this. He's definitely being charged with a felony of threatening with a bomb or whatever, or setting off a bomb-like device. So he's got a felony charge and a couple misdemeanor charges on him from his state government.
He really should just be get in-school suspension.
Right, or a Saturday school.
I think in-school school suspension, because I've always felt like suspension just lets the bad kids go home.
Right.
I'm a big believer in in-school suspension, but charges for a smoke bomb?
He should have to clean the bathroom, because it probably stinks in
there
from a smoke bomb.
You know, make his life miserable,
right.
But charges for a smoke bomb?
Yeah. Are they going to start bringing Patriot Act
charges? I mean, if I was principal of that school, that kid's life would be a living hell for the next week. You can believe that.
Sure.
I mean, he would hate the very sight of me, and he would be, like, he would have reactions every time people even talked about smoke bombs.
Right.
But I wouldn't charge him. I wouldn't affect the rest of his life on a 16-year-old stunt in high school.
It was interesting because it made it so that the police chief who was commenting made it sound like it was not necessarily the fact that this was a smoke bomb that was a problem, but that it interrupted the school. It interrupted the education
process.
Well,
it was the
coppers
that interrupted the educational process. It's the zero tolerance. It's the whole homeland security bullcrap.
That's a good point, because what he did was he put two smoke bombs in a tin box in the bathroom and set a punk in there, which basically meant that he could leave, and then it would light later on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how he got caught. You think he was bragging to his buddies, and one of them ratted him out?
I suspect.
Because they don't go over that in the article, how he ended up getting caught.
Generally, that's the way it goes.
Anyway, so he leaves the smoke bombs in the bathroom. They would have just gone off. I mean, the smoke bombs would have gone off. They would have extinguished themselves, because that's what smoke bombs do.
Yeah.
And that would have been it. It wouldn't have been a big deal to open the tin box and discover that, oh, look, those are smoke bombs. Okay, situation's done. Let's clean it up. No, instead, they brought dogs to the school, locked down the school, kept the kids in their classes for over 2 hours as they paraded the bomb-sniffing dogs around campus.
I mean, just all this is an opportunity to practice homeland security, and that's real. And they're blaming it on the kid. I mean, they used it as an opportunity to practice their whole civil air patrol nonsense, and they're going to blame it all on this kid? I don't quite see that.
No, I don't see it either, but you make a great point that it really wasn't the kid that was disrupting anything. I mean, he might have made a few guys uncomfortable who were in the bathroom at that time, but beyond that, he certainly didn't disrupt an educational process. Well, like you set him off in class.
The thing is that I think it's just we've gone crazy in this country.
Yeah, we have. The government is crazy.
There was a time when there's a good history of pranks in the United States in high schools and colleges. I wonder how many kids throughout the years have done this smoke bomb prank thing, and how many people have been hurt.
Really,
I mean, really, how many people have been hurt, injured, or killed
by school pranks?
Smoke bombs, school pranks, you know, take your list, take your pick of the list.
I'm sure plenty of property has been destroyed in school pranks over time.
I'm sure.
That can easily be rectified. You can
charge the kid.
Have the kid pay it back.
Yep.
Whatever it costs you. If you throw a cherry bomb down the toilet, he's going to have to pay the plumber.
I don't want to encourage pranks by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't want to ruin a kid's life And that's what
you're
doing.
For a stupid decision. For a stupid 16-year-old kid decision,
and
you're ruining
his
life.
This is a real live... Like, if they talk about kids committing adult crimes should get adult sentences, well, this is a God's honest kid's crime. Give him a kid's sentence.
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't think that he's going to be setting off smoke bombs when he's 24.
And if he did, where is he going to set them off? He doesn't.
Right.
He's not
at
in
work?
Any institution anymore.
Right. At work, you're going to lose your job.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
So it's interesting.
This police chief has a big old stick in his butt. Is what his problem is.
He's a big bad police chief. He wants to show off.
Well, of course he does. And
he's doing something for Homeland Security.
And
he's playing
his gives
part.
Him an opportunity. I'm tough on crime. I'm going to get elected next time or whatever it is that, you know, he hopes to achieve.
I wonder how far they will take this because,
they'll
again,
take it as far as you let them, man.
But what I mean is, like, I guess, there's some lame pranks that have been played in schools over the years.
Sure.
I know that one
rubber
of them,
snakes?
One of them that I'm aware of is somebody came into my school and placed a bunch of plastiware in the field. There's a field in between some of the buildings, like just a common area sort of thing. And they placed forks and knives and spoons, just kind of
like punji sticks, like they had in Vietnam.
Just stick.
people were could have tripped on these plasticware and impaled themselves upon them. I say that the plasticware more dangerous than the smoke bombs. Really.
That makes me wonder if something as mundane as that would be also considered under the Patriot Act.
What if you put a rubber snake in your teacher's desk? I mean, are you threatening her with a venomous animal? Because, you know, is this like the, you know, rubber snake in effigy? That in fact it's a threat of what could come, lady. Just taking it too far.
It's frightening.
It is frightening.
This is where we're going down this crazy lockdown terroristic world. I mean,
you know, we
locked down the school for 2 hours.
We'd all be a lot safer if they'd just lock us in rubber rooms. Each and every one of us got our own straitjacket, so we couldn't hurt ourselves in the rubber room, and we each got a rubber room, and they just fed us 3 times a day. We'd be a lot safer, you know. That's what I just feel like that's where
we
they're going.
Die because you can't count on the government to feed us.
I feel like that's where we're going.
We're definitely going in the direction.
What kind of safety are you people looking for?
Right, we are. You're right. I mean, you're being extreme, but we are going in the direction of more control. Absolutely. And it's not necessarily going to be that they're going to put us all in padded rooms, but they might have roving patrols of dogs and cops that come around and search people's houses on a random basis, looking for who knows what weapons and contraband.
They already want to test all the students for quote unquote mental illness. We went over that last night.
Right.
I mean, what are they going to do with the people with mental illnesses?
Lock them up. Put them in a concentration camp.
A third of them have already been identified, though, as having mental... A third of students that have mental illnesses? Let's put all third of them in? I mean, this is just how crazy it is.
It really is crazy. I mean, it really, if you look at all of this from the right perspective, it's all absolutely nuts. I mean, we're not only just in the war on terror aspect, but look at an older war, the war on drugs. We talked about this last week. 1 in every 10 people in New Hampshire are admitted marijuana smokers.
Like, they do it now?
That
currently. Not they have smoked.
No, not that they smoked in their life. In their lifetime, 1 in 3 adults admits to smoking marijuana at least once
nationally
in their life.
Nationally or in...
Nationally. 1 in 3. Now, we're talking about locking up our friends and family members for possessing a plant that grows naturally. It's called a weed for a reason, because it takes no effort to grow it.
No.
You can put effort into it if you want to and make better pot, but you can literally grow pot just by throwing the seeds everywhere.
You sure can.
And this is just another example of the insanity that is going on with our government. And if we don't do anything, if we don't talk about this, and to my knowledge, we're the only ones talking about it, man.
Nobody's talking.
Free Talk Live is the only media organization out there that's talking about this on a consistent basis. Sure, there's interest groups that would love to be talking about this in the media, but the media as a whole is just not paying attention to these issues.
So if you belong to normal, give us a call.
1-800-259-9231. You mentioned the cops kind of exhibiting their big bad terroristic activities.
Yeah.
Well, there's a huge example of this that I'll bring to you next. Unless you interrupt the show and take control, this is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about the Patriot Act right now, but since it's Free Talk Live, that means you can literally interrupt the show at any time and change the topic even if you want to. How many shows are like that out there, really, that if you're bored to tears, let's say the Patriot Act is just the most boring issue that you can imagine, you can actually call in and literally hijack the airwaves.
I don't think there's another show out there like that, is there?
Right. No, I don't think so. So, 800-259-9231. Terror in New Jersey, according to FARC.com, CBSNews.com, In the AP, with buses overturned, emergency workers in full hazardous material protective suiting, and reporters swarming the scene of a supposed chemical explosion, it could have made a fine TV drama on biological weapons or a terrorist attack. But as hospitals clog with people displaying flu symptoms, staff can breathe a sigh of relief. This is only a test.
Thank goodness.
The biggest anti-terrorism drill ever held in the United States got underway Monday with a mock biological attack in New Jersey and a simulated chemical weapons explosion in Connecticut. Named Top Off 3, the $16 million week-long exercise is meant to find weak spots in the nation's emergency planning. According to Homeland Security Department bureaucrat, he says, "We will intentionally stress our emergency response systems to the point of failure so that we can repair them," said Matt Mayer. Although no real weapons or bioagents are used, state and local officials are supposed to respond as if it's the real thing, sending ambulances to hospitals and flooding the area with investigators and emergency workers in hazmat suits. They said, quote, "It's a test of the New Jersey Office of Counterterrorism says, it's a test of how well people are communicating with each other and whether the right people are getting pulled into this exercise." The biological attack drill started in New Jersey at the Hillside campus of Keene University, with officers swarming around the scene of a mock auto wreck. Reporters were given a simulated briefing and told that the vehicles did not match their registrations.
Can you imagine why somebody would want to attack the United States?
Sure.
Why would that be?
Because we kill people around the world.
I'd say we do.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say that that would be the only reason that I believe people would attack us. I believe that, you know, that there's certainly would be internal terrorists that would have problems with the, you know, businesses or that sort of thing. But I think that it's the size of the government that causes us to be targets. I think that the fact that we got attacked on 9/11 was solely because of our Middle East policy. That's what the 9/11 attackers say, at least.
That's what Osama bin Laden himself says.
Yeah, he claims that that's the reason. I don't know why he'd lie. It's clear he has an agenda.
Yeah.
That agenda is to get the United States out of the Middle East, where it doesn't belong, because none of the 50 United States are in the Middle East.
No, that's true.
No. I really don't feel like our Department of Defense should be taking offensive action in the Middle East. And I don't know. Ian, how would
you... Does that make you like Osama bin Laden?
How's that? Me?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Are you a terrorist for suggesting that?
For suggesting... I don't
know. How dare you agree with Osama bin Laden?
I'm not agreeing with Osama bin Laden.
Yes, you are.
I'm only suggesting...
He's right. I mean, not only saying he's right for wanting to kill people, but his reasoning is legitimate.
I think it's logical. I mean,
yeah.
I think it makes sense that if you go over there and screw with a bunch of Middle East people, that in fact, Middle East people might come over here and screw with you.
Well, it's
and
just,
if you're indignant about it, and you go back over there and screw with more Middle Eastern people,
mm-hmm.
more Middle Eastern people are going to want to screw with you.
Sure, it totally makes sense to me.
I think that if you run over there and start a war in the name of freeing a bunch of people, and in the process of freeing some people, some of the free people, about 100,000 of them, die, that their family might be not as appreciative as you might think that they might be.
If you have if you have a problem visualizing that, just imagine Red China coming over to the United States
to free us.
To free us from our restrictive government, because they've had an epiphany in Red China and they've decided that America's not free enough. They want to come over here and
free us a little more.
And so they drop some bombs on some neighborhoods because there's some suspected terrorists that live
mm-hmm.
there. And your grandmother ends up dying a bloody, horrible death as a result of it, and you get to hold her in your arms as she passes on.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to be angry at the Red Chinese?
You think you want to pick up a gun and kill any Red Chinaman that comes along?
Especially now,
any of them.
Here's
it doesn't
question.
Really matter.
They say that only these jihadists would do suicide runs. Well, what if your whole family gets killed? What if your whole family gets killed in a bombing raid and you got nothing left? Why not go ahead and suicide run somebody? What else you got?
And you're Muslim, but that's where you were born.
I'm saying it even if you're a Christian. Like, if you're a Christian and all of a sudden all your...
Well, I'm just saying
to
be called a jihadist because it's Muslim.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could be called a crusader if you were a Christian,
sure.
For instance.
Or just an angry person whose family was killed,
right.
Who has nothing left to live for.
It doesn't have much to do with your religion,
or
really.
Or as he feels, you know, as you may feel, you might not have much to live for. So this is what's going on now as a result of this big government that you have over causing trouble, this big government responds in a way that creates more big government, because
baffles me about it is companies like Halliburton clearly are benefiting. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't think Halliburton's benefiting, you've taken the blue pill, okay? I mean, you are completely immersed. Now, granted, I'll grant you that they're doing a job over there, but that job was a no-bid contract. And other companies didn't get a chance to do that job. The government is over there making life easier for these companies. And they're doing it on your dime.
Yeah.
They're doing it on your tax-paying dime.
And you have
no
say.
I don't want to fund that.
You have no say, though, man.
None. It's not a vote. You don't get to say, would we like to help Halliburton and all these other companies?
And even if it was, that wouldn't be American either.
It
wouldn't be democracy.
It would be democracy, and it has nothing to do with individual rights.
And democracy is un-American.
No, I agree. There's a certain level of democracy in America. I mean,
we have democratic elections,
democratically elected officials, but not democracy as in the policy is set by the majority of people. No.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got an opinion here. So you've got this big government that creates strife around the world by violence, through violence and through killing people. And then inevitably, this violence comes back around on us because violence begets violence.
Sure does.
Force begets force and counterforce. So some of us get killed in the World Trade Center's attack. And so big government uses that as an excuse to make itself bigger and more powerful because, well, now we have to protect the homeland. Now we have to have homeland security, and that's where things like this come in, where you've got in New Jersey and Connecticut these fake exercises that they're doing to basically, the concept here is conditioning people. The idea that being that we want people to get used to seeing government, armed government people in the streets barking orders at one another and, barking orders at people and taking control of the situation because it makes us feel safe. It makes you feel safe to have people in hazmat suits running around. These people simulated an auto wreck. Doctors tried to connect the incident to a patient who had been admitted to a hospital with flu-like symptoms. More supposed victims of the biological attack headed to the emergency rooms, and state health officials started zeroing in on pneumatic plague as the likely cause. In Connecticut, federal officials staged a mock chemical weapons explosion on the New London waterfront. Buses were overturned to create a realistic scene, and volunteers played victims of the attack. I've actually seen footage of some of this stuff in the past. It is cheese to the max.
Oh, yeah, cheese.
And you're paying people to show up and go, I'm hurt, and to, like, act like they're hurt.
Yes.
And it's just, it's
they're
not the same.
They're not good actors.
It's not the same. Yeah. We're going to come back with more. 1-800-259-9231. You want to interrupt the show, bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. You the edge like you've never seen. Makes you feel good. Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can literally take over the show and bring up whatever's on your mind.
Everything's free about Free Talk Live, even the telephone number.
That is true. And the website at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates list. Takes you a minute or two. You just sign up. And from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show.
You'll be our little pen pal.
It's a one-way thing.
Yeah.
But if you do want to send us emails, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We do have some emails. I don't know if we're going to get to any more tonight. We might. But right now what we're talking about is this terroristic kind of a test, a terror test, if you will. Top off three. And I'm not sure what that stands for. I know it stands for something. It doesn't actually specify it here in this
article. Acronym?
Yeah. Top off three, $16 million week-long exercise going on in New Jersey and Connecticut. Where they simulated in Connecticut, they simulated a chemical weapons explosion on the New London waterfront. Buses overturned to create a realistic scene, and volunteers.
They turned over buses?
That's what they said.
Huh.
And volunteers played victim. Well, they got $16 million to spend. They might as well do something with it. It's our money. Buses were overturned. All told, more than 10,000 people will participate in the drill, including exercises that will involve officials in Canada and England. More than 8,500 people took part in similar exercises in Seattle and Chicago in 2003. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the drill will shift to hospitals, where hundreds of mock patients will show up in various degrees of medical crisis. Some will be treated in emergency rooms, while others might undergo outdoor decontamination.
What happens to the real live emergencies that go on during this exercise, I wonder?
What, you mean in the same town? Like,
yes.
The same area? Like
in New London, if for instance, you have a heart attack tomorrow, I would just wonder.
Yeah, how do you, if you need to get into the hospital?
Hey, all the ambulances are tied up, taking people who are faking symptoms to the hospital.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. Imagine managing to get you having a heart attack. You manage to get yourself to the emergency room. There's 100 people in there, all with fake maladies, moaning and acting as though they have a real problem. And there you are saying, I'm for real, man. Really, really,
my arm is numb. I can't feel half my face.
Right. Yeah, we're laughing about it, but that is a great question.
It's going to happen tomorrow in one of these two towns. It's going to happen. So I just wonder.
It's kind of like a conditioning exercise that you want to get used to this happening because it's going to be happening more and more often, especially if it gets to the point of being real. You know, especially if somebody decides to go ahead and use some sort of agent against the United States. Then it's going to get real scary.
Well,
then the real lockdown's going to happen.
The Department of Homeland Security has already said it's not a case of if they use some kind of agent, if there's an attack on the United States, it's when. They've already preempted or prepared the American public for it.
Get ready. You might die next.
It's gonna happen because we're not going to change our foreign policy. Mm-hmm. We're going into every country we don't agree with, and we're going to start shooting people that don't agree with us. And, well, if you're in danger because of it, too effing bad.
Get used to it. Get ready to pay the price, America, mm-hmm. for our foreign meddling.
Yep.
You get to die, and we get to hang out in our plush offices.
Because you notice they're not attacking the politicians. I mean, it's the Pentagon. That didn't seem to work. It didn't seem to be much of a hole there. I really
wonder
about that.
They managed to hit the part of the Pentagon that was under renovation.
Yeah, I wonder about that whole Pentagon
thing. Yeah, the Pentagon thing is really questionable. There's been some really interesting claims made outside of the official story about the Pentagon attack.
Yeah.
It's just really bizarre that it happened to be under, you know, construction at the time. That happened to be the part.
Now, there's that gazillionaire that's offering a reward for anybody who can, in fact, prove that 9/11 was committed by terrorists. Is that right?
I think some sort of an engineering award going is being offered to, I guess, engineering students or anybody who can prove that his claim. Well, I guess he's claiming that it was bombed or something like that, that the World Trade Towers were bombed, and he's asking them to disprove that claim, and he'll pay them money.
And you saw with that Alex Jones video where the guy claimed to have pulled.
There's some very interesting...
WT-7.
This isn't a conspiracy theory show, but there are some very interesting stuff out there. Some provocative questions that are being asked about the World Trade Center. Many of you probably don't remember. At one point later on in the day, on September 11th, one of the buildings nearby the two main towers of the World Trade Center, they call it the seventh building, it just went ahead and demolished. Fell down. And they actually saw footage of the owner of the World Trade Centers claiming that he ordered them to pull the building, which means to destroy the building. Because apparently there was a fire that broke out on one of the floors, even though none of the pieces from the other two trade centers hit the building. And there was no way for the fire to actually get from the first or the second towers to the seventh one.
Yeah.
It was just some bizarre things, and nobody talked about it on that day. Oh, look, there's that building over there is going down. Let's get back to the coverage. You know, that was basically it. They might have mentioned it, might have shown it a few times, and then it was brushed aside. Just some very, very bizarre stuff.
It is bizarre.
And
no other way to describe it.
And regardless of who's behind it, everybody thinks...
story you believe.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
If it was the terrorists, if it was the government, if it was some sort of weirdo interest group, I mean, the Bilderbergs or whoever it is that was behind
it.
It doesn't matter
if it was the mafia or the Cubans or who it was.
The fact is, what it's done is it's resulted in a crackdown on our freedoms in this country, and that's intolerable. It doesn't matter who's behind it. We need to stop this government. We know that the government is out of control. We know that the government is way bigger than it needs
to
be in this
country. Everybody can agree on that.
I hope everybody can.
I'm saying everybody that is concerned about the World Trade Center attacks can agree that the government's too
big. And I think anybody that thinks about it for more than a few moments would realize that it's the government that put us in this position in the first place. And that's the biggest reason that you need right there to put an end to all this insanity, is that they keep putting us at risk. Their actions in those other countries are putting all of us at risk.
Not to mention we have to pay for it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they have us enslaved with this income tax, because you're going to go to jail if you don't pay your income tax, so please don't think you're free. Please don't.
If it was an individual group, if we actually didn't have, for instance, a military, let's just envision this. We didn't have a military, and there was some group of yahoos in this country that got it in their heads that they want to go over and free Iraq, right?
Mm-hmm.
This country needs to be
free.
We'll
call that group of yahoos neocons.
Sure. The neocon army. And they went ahead and raised some of their own money and hired some mercenaries or whatever and sent them over to Iraq to try and take down Saddam Hussein.
Woo-hoo!
Okay? It would be their private battle. It would be their private war. And as a result, any sort of retribution that were to come as a result of it, you know, if they bombed some people's houses and killed their family members, they'd get mad at that group that hired those mercenaries. They wouldn't be able to be angry at all of America. They'd be angry at the people who were behind
that job. The British were mad at the Irish Republican Army, and they didn't attack all the Irish in the process.
So I really don't even have a use for the military. It just seems to be something that that politicians use and abuse. That's it. Throughout their entire history, I've been getting into this military argument online recently with a few people. And throughout its entire history, it's done nothing to secure our freedom. Nothing. Go ahead, think of it. Rack your mind thinking of an example of when the military actually did something to protect freedom in this country.
Closest thing.
You got a tough
War
job.
Of 1812.
Yeah, you got a tough job.
And it's not even a good example.
And how many billions of dollars have we thrown away on this organization? Just an organization that creates nothing but death and destruction. They don't produce anything. All of those people in the military could have real jobs. 1-800-259-9231 is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join the fun at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on there, including the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. On the front page of the website, there is no membership fee. You just go and get them. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, one of the top 10 in the world right now, according to PodcastAlley.com.
Free, free, free.
We do ask one thing of you. It's not a requirement. We just ask it of you. If you listen to the show, you like the show, and you're online, go to FreeTalkLive.com right now and go to the go look right next to the What's New section. It says Vote for FTL. It also says it right above the archives as well. Vote for FTL. Click that link. Type in your email address, click vote now. They'll send you an email to confirm that you're really who you say you are. And then you confirm with the email, and that's it. You're done.
Now, last month we got to be number one, right?
We were number one for a short time.
Yep.
Thanks to you. But it resets every month.
Yes.
So we need to go back and do it again. If you did it last month, help us out. Give us another vote. Anyway.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Of course, I just made some pretty incendiary comments here a moment ago. John emails the show. He says, and you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. I was talking about the military. I called him useless. John says, I'd normally agree about the Pentagon doing nothing to defend us, but they've produced nothing. They created the internet, dumbass, which is the way I'm communicating with you guys and the way that you guys broadcast.
Isn't there a European organization that's credited with creating the internet?
I don't know who created the internet, but even if we'll take John's word for it. I mean, even if John is right,
okay,
and the military created the internet, or the Department of Defense created the internet, that doesn't mean that no one else ever would have thought it up. That
sure.
Nobody else would have ever thought, hey, let's take this computer and link it to this computer. Ooh, there's a revolutionary concept. I thought it was universities that created the internet, personally.
And that's what I heard originally as the explanation. And then I heard that there's a European organization. I can't remember some initials, which you guys have talked about it. You and Scott have talked about it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember. But to suggest that something that exists today because government was involved, maybe government funded something, that might have been what it was. They might have funded the university that created it, for
mm-hmm.
instance. So they act as though, people like this act as though, well, if it weren't for government, you wouldn't have this that you enjoy today. How do you know that?
Wouldn't have Velcro. Wasn't for NASA.
Yeah. How are you to say that? As a matter of fact, we would have Velcro. It was invented far before, way before NASA.
Was it really?
Sorry. Yeah.
So that was one of those things that,
right.
in fact, was credited to
Well, I'm sure I, this sounds like it's a bit of a myth. But again, the idea that the free market couldn't come up with this? Come on. Please. You're joking if you really think that that's the case. That if there was no military in the United States, we would never have the internet. Don't believe it for a second. Anyway, he says, P.S., I'm trying to think of a moniker more gay than Manwich, but I am having trouble. Can you guys help?
I kind of like Manwich, and it's certainly not a dangerous sounding moniker. I didn't pick, you know, say the Angel of Death as my you know, as my moniker. It's supposed to be friendly and, you know, unobtrusive, not harmful, I guess.
You're supposed to want to put it in your mouth.
There you go.
Which, I guess, depending on who you are, could be considered a gay thing. But anyway,
and you know,
thanks for the email, John. We do appreciate
it. Yep. Sounds kind of ordinary. Doesn't sound very gay.
No. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So talking about the Patriot Act...
How did you know that my mom didn't name me Manwich? That could be a very hurtful statement, you know.
Yeah, she might have worked for the Manwich company.
There you go. She could have been like a hard worker for Hunts,
mm-hmm.
and you know, decided that it would be the best to name her firstborn child Manwich.
The Patriot
Act, what you say to people,
is up for renewal, Manwich. That means that I guess at some point this year they're going to start looking at the different provisions in the Patriot Act.
Oh, they're already plugging this thing.
Some of them are going to expire unless they reinstate them, and some of them aren't. One of the provisions that is not expiring is the sneak and peek provision.
That's not expiring?
No. According to a CNET.com article, one portion that is not expiring lets police surreptitiously enter and search a home or office without notifying the owner. Now, we actually reported on one instance of this happening. I think it was last week we reported on this.
Yes.
Of the FBI actually admitting to using sneak and peek. Well, it made me ask the question of, well, if we know of this one, how many more have there been that we don't know of?
It's an excellent question.
And here's part of the answer. That has reportedly been invoked, the sneak and peek provision, 108 times during a 22-month period stretching from October 2001 through April 2003. So only in a year and a half...
That's just reportedly.
Yeah, or 2 years. In 2 years, 100-something times, 108 times. And that doesn't include what's from April 2003 through today. So the last 2 years, we don't know how many times it's been used.
Hmm. They probably have gotten better at it, you know, more... Mm-hmm. Facile at the use of the old sneak and peek, and are trying it out a little more often.
Let's see, Section 213. So that one is not up for renewal. The other one that people are concerned about is the library one, where they can literally go in and get your, get a list of all the books that you've checked out from the library, and they're forced.
People use libraries still?
It's not just the libraries, but it's also bookstores. Book vendors and libraries are required by the Patriot Act. Are required by the Patriot Act to give up this information when asked for it, and they can't talk about it. If you're a bookstore
right.
owner and I come to you and I'm the FBI and I say I want to see your sales list, you can't tell anybody that we were there doing that, that the FBI was there doing that.
Mm.
This is another one of those provisions. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain for you to get your calls in about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We got live streaming, which means you can be broadband, and we got a stream for you. You can be a dial-up user, and we've got a stream for you. So they're all free at freetalklive.com. Join us there. Again, we're only here for a few more moments till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so if you want to get your thoughts in, now's the time to do it. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's talk about stripping, Manwich.
Well, not much. It's kind of an interesting thing to talk about. There's no constitutional right to get up close and personal in La Humber, California. That's the gist of a ruling from a federal appeals court. The panel has refused the appeal of a Southern California strip club owner who wanted the quote-unquote two-foot rule overturned. The city of La Humber,
meaning that the strippers can't be closer than two feet to a customer.
Customer, right. The city of La Humber requires that lap dancers stay at least 2 feet away from customers during their performances. The owner...
It's not really a lap dance, then, is it?
Nope. That would be a personal dance.
Sounds like a two-foot dance to me.
Apparently. The owner of a Taboo Theater contends the rule infringes on his freedom of expression.
Actually, what it infringes on is his freedom to run a business.
To do business, and that is in the Constitution,
and
life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, you have the ability to contract in this world.
Yeah.
It's not a question of a constitutional right to have a lap dance. It's a question of a constitutional right to be physically where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on, if I own a club, and I've actually never been inside a strip club, but if
you're
I own...
too cheap to go in and one
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly. If I own a strip club, though... And it's my property,
right.
It's my business, and I allow you to come in, Manwich,
mm-hmm.
and I allow this girl to work at my strip club,
mm-hmm.
how is it that someone else outside of my strip club can tell me where you can sit and where this girl can walk in relation to you? That is completely un-American, and it is total BS.
Yes. I don't think you would have seen ruling like this under, the... Clinton administration so much either. I think that we're on a more conservative swing. And I don't know if it's
there have
entirely...
been rulings against strip clubs throughout the past couple of decades,
mm-hmm.
That I've been paying attention during Clinton, during Bush. This is just some local judge, right? That's all. It's not necessarily that Bush didn't appoint this guy.
It's on up the line. I mean, there's local judges to...
But isn't California more of a liberal kind of a state? This is a California case, right?
It is.
So you would expect that they'd be a little more easygoing now.
Oh, hell, it's they got a 2-foot rule instead of Tampa's 6-foot rule.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh. Look, who cares? These are guys that are going to a club for one specific purpose.
What's that specific purpose?
To get off. That's why they go there. They want to look at a nude woman. If they're getting a lap dance, that's the point of a lap dance, right?
I guess it is. And
right.
I would think that some people go to the club for just the experience, the spectacle experience of it all.
All you're trying to do, all these busybodies, really that's who they are, busybodies that create these rules for strip clubs, you're just trying to restrict people from doing what they want. Nobody's hurting you by going to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't windows on strip clubs.
You never
like
know
that.
What activity it is that's going to get legislated against next. You know, I mean, if it is that you like to eat red meat, well, somebody's liable to say that
it's not good for you.
It's not
you
good for you.
That.
Smoking not good for you.
Yeah.
And it's down the line. And unless you protect other people's right to do what they want to do, mm-hmm. they're coming after your little right next.
It is absolutely
you enjoy.
Insane. That is true, man. What you
want to watch out for those knitting needles. You can stick somebody in the eye with those things.
We'll talk
dangerous.
About this more and anything else. This is your show. You can always take control. It's Benny in here with you.
And man,
we do it 6 nights a week. So join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're talking...